Good afternoon. We're seeing a fair amount of clouds mixed with sunshine across interior New York and New England as some low-level moisture has crept in around the backside of a high-pressure center now tracking off the eastern seaboard at the surface. Aloft, still a big ridge of high pressure, which is dominating the weather pattern across interior New York and New England, and really the eastern third of the country, deflecting any storminess well to the north and west of us and into southern and central Canada. As a result, we'll continue to see near record warmth as temperatures continue in the 60s and lower 70s across the region. Overnight lows tonight will only go back into the middle and upper 50s on average as some of that cloud cover holds strong overnight. There's even the chance for some fog and a little bit of drizzle if enough moisture creeps in off of the Atlantic. As we get into the day tomorrow, we'll track a front in our direction from the Great Lakes. This will be the beginning of a change in the weather pattern heading into the upcoming weekend. Along with this cold front will come more clouds and scattered showers during the day, maybe even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder, but really not much in the way of rainfall, just a wind shift from the southwest to the northwest. Ahead of the front, temperatures will surge well into the lower and maybe even some middle 70s, establishing new records across interior New York and New England before that front passes by. Then behind the front, cooler air will flow in on Saturday with that northwest breeze. Highs will be back down into the mid-50s. In fact, with cold high pressure building in for the second half of the weekend, highs will stay in the 40s to around 50 despite sunshine on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of the southern plains into the Ozarks and lower Ohio Valley. Daytime heating will contribute to a more buoyant air mass in this region, where dew points are already rising through the 60s to near 70. Deep layer shear is also forecast to increase across the area, and it appears that hail and wind will be the primary threats with this activity, although a few tornadoes cannot be ruled out. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon, New York City, mostly cloudy with some drizzle, with temperatures in the mid-60s. In Boston, temperatures falling back through the 70s and 60s this evening under mostly clear skies. And in Buffalo, remaining mostly cloudy, still the risk of a shower tonight with temperatures falling back into the 50s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low 34. The record high 75 set in 1994, and the record low 17 in 1951. Sunset this evening at 4:43 p.m., sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:35 a.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy tonight with some fog possible and lows in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and drizzle and lows in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tomorrow, lower to mid 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and drizzle, and lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers and temperatures in the lower 70s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, possibly some drizzle, with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy, warm tomorrow, lower 70s with scattered showers. Region-wide for Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and much cooler in the mid-50s, mostly sunny, upper 40s to around 50 Sunday. Sunny and milder Monday, back to the mid-50s, and a mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday and Wednesday with highs staying in the middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.